This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hard to believe. Seems like the week just started. It's Friday, the 12th day of August, 2016. We're going to have open phones throughout the four-hour transmission today. And we are going to have, of course, a former campaign head for Donald Trump, Roger Stone, popping in with all the latest developments at the bottom of the hour. Then we have Pastor Manning joining us in the third hour. But I do intend to take a lot of phone calls today or do my best to get to many as I can. Just a decade ago, so-called MSM, state-run, corporate-run, global-run media, crony capitalist media, monopoly media, establishment media, whatever you want to call it, they would deny that the Federal Reserve was a private consortium. They would deny that there was a move for world government or carbon taxes. They would deny that there were plans to get rid of nation states' borders. They would deny basically everything you see them admitting they're doing today. They would deny that the Bilderberg Group even existed. Now the Bilderberg Group puts out press releases. And so what happened to the credibility of the people that were talking about those subjects? It went up. What happened to the credibility of the individuals that said it didn't exist? It went down. But still, you have a unified dinosaur media, hundreds of outlets on television and cable and thousands of newspapers, that despite the fact that their power is massively diminished, when they all combine forces together, you know, the Wonder Twins activate, form of a pterodactyl, well, the globalist Wonder Slobs activate, form of traitors, form of hoaxers. But I'm telling you, they're on their last legs, folks, and economics show that. Their ratings continuing to go from an ocean to like a drying pool in the African savanna. Compared to the power of the mainstream media 50, 60 years ago, it's the Atlantic Ocean compared to Lake Travis outside Austin, Texas. It's a good-sized lake, but you pull back from the topography with a satellite, it's tiny compared to the Atlantic Ocean. And it's now watching them try to come up with new systems to try to revive themselves is wild. And their latest talking point is to just hide it in plain view. MSNBC, CNN, ABC, all of them are in the news today saying, of course we're for Clinton. It's like MSNBC had that talking point. Of course we're arresting Tea Partiers and not giving them 501c3 and shutting down conservative churches. You're racist. You deserve it. We've dehumanized you. That's one step away from locking people up. They like to lock us up. Just like there's now lawsuits involved, it's been confirmed that there are secret meetings going on with a whole bunch of different states' attorney generals to begin indicting man-made climate change deniers. We're going to go to break and come back with CNN. And let's go out to break with them just briefly here admitting. Here's the first part of the clip.
Quite a while longer, what happens to other folks who want a chance to run against her?
Because she's doing what they call in politics, freezing pockets. Because the donors are giving her money thinking she's going to run. That means they're not going to have available money for other candidates if she doesn't. And I don't think she's going to give it to them.
She's on her way. to deciding.
We'll see.
About deciding.
We couldn't help her any more than we have. She's got just a free ride so far from the media. We're the biggest ones promoting her campaign. So.
And, of course, Cuomo's a total political operative. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime. Reflecting on my past life.
And the Republic.
And it doesn't.
Because if Hillary gets in office, they're going to stack the Supreme Court.
They take me to the gallows.
Sands of time for what made this country great are running low.
The sands of time for me are running low.
And the decadent, childish, foolish people that have inherited this great nation. Their own destruction. Very, very sad. The bottom line is this. Patriots are not going to go along with it. And in a republic, you can have 51% of people vote to enslave the other 49, but you can't do it because it's limited under the confines of the charter of that republic. And that's why the Republic became the model of the world after the United States set up this particular type of republic, a limited democracy. And it created fantastic innovation and wealth. That system competes with the globalist technocracy and is being pulled down in front of our very eyes. And the folly of the fake intellectuals believing that they're part of the power structure when they are being prepared like wheat at the fall of autumn for the grim reaper to come with his sickle and lay them low. But I guess God is kind to the stupid, because they never even know what hit them. They never even see how they become poorer over the years, and they never know why. And when I say poor, I mean culturally poor, empty, disempowered, disembodied, laid low. Big broadcast today, obviously. I am going to have to be a big boy and really try to be professional and focused here to get all of this information out. There is a new trend that we've noticed by the White House press secretaries and by the State Department secretaries and others to just say, we're lying to you, there's nothing you can do, and then laugh at you. They're just going public with what they've been doing for a long time. Gruber saying, thank God you're so stupid and don't have a memory. We're going to rape you hard. We're going to triple your prices. And start sniggling and sniggering and just... you talk about dishonorable filth, they are it. But there's an article that's at the top of drudgereport.com. It's also up on Infowars.com from The Observer. Tech companies, Apple, Twitter, Google, and Instagram collude to defeat Trump. They admit they meet at the White House and get talking points. They admit that they fix the search results and block news and only promote negative news against Trump. They admit they put up a hedge around Trump, so you never hear what he actually said, just they tell you what he said out of context. It's so frustrating to actually see them get away with this with the low information voter out there. It really is amazing. But we're going to be getting into some of that today. Speaking of protective walls, keep the public from actually getting the truth, there's photos out. We're going to be showing the TV viewer side of this, but the article's up on Infowars.com. This is the top of report I ought to send my reporters out to do, to show Al Gore's houses and show Bill Clinton's houses. I mean, these people, no exaggeration, last time I checked, Hillary had something like 14 houses. One of them was something like 20,000 square feet. I had a 4,000 square foot house and downsized it because I wasn't using it. It was a hassle. You imagine a 20,000 square foot house and they don't even put solar panels on them. They just bitch at everybody telling us that, you know, we should use new innovative energies. It's also they control the economy. The American Mirror has the photos. Hillary Clinton's protective wall around her estate, Chappaquiddick Estate, and it is just a giant fortress with, of course, a bunch of black sedans protecting her. They've got the guest house filled with the guard. And is it not lost on her minions? By the way, guys, let's grab it. I saw it this morning on Fox News. There's an amazing new NRA ad that I want to run on my show for information purposes, where it shows Hillary, an actress that looks like Hillary, getting on a jet. And then she's sitting there giving speeches about, you know, caring about the average person. And the whole point is she has armed guards and you don't. So I really want to keep hammering that point. We're going to get to ISIS terrorist tells feds he has jihadist brothers in Mexico, and this is going on in the exact same area that has been confirmed by Judicial Watch, the FBI, and Joe Biggs to have ISIS recruiting centers and mosque operating, and they've linked up with the cartels, which has been confirmed in arrests that have been made previously. So I think it's time to probably deploy Joe Biggs back down there. And the FBI met him at the airport. He was flying out of that particular city that he was in, there on the Texas side, El Paso, And they said, wow, we will not even send agents into where you just went. I mean, it's the place that we're, the movie Sicario is based on. That I've talked to a lot of folks that have been involved in those missions, including family. And they say that movie is deadly accurate. I mean, just bam. It's almost like a documentary. Because they changed the names to protect the innocent. It is. It's a lot of films you go see that you just think are fiction. They're not. That's why it was so powerful. I got nauseated on the film about Gary Webb, Kill the Messenger, because I knew Gary Webb, and I know that case closely, and I know what he went through, and that movie is like a documentary. It is sick. I have a lot of respect for the director and the folks that funded that film. It's a famous actor, but I don't really follow Hollywood. What's his name, Renner? A lot of respect for that guy. No, Josh Brolin's in Sicario, the guy that's in Kill the Messenger. He's the famous actor that's... Yeah, Reiner. He got famous in Hurt Locker. Yeah, we're We are... Jeremy Renner, we are teleprompter free, but that doesn't mean sometimes I don't, like, call on the 5-6 people in there and go, does anybody know this? We don't use Google all the time. We use our brains. Yeah. But I am digressing. There is so much to go over today. Americans are still giving up their citizenship at record rates. Friends of DNC linked Sean Lucas, who was suing over Bernie Sanders openly being robbed, getting killed. His friends are freaked out by that, as well they should be. Obviously, the big news, top Clinton State Department aide helped Clinton Foundation. It's come out. There's now a criminal investigation going on by the Department of Justice and the FBI. The problem is... we have a lady named Loretta Lynch who won't let any of that go forward. So Hillary, I'm convinced, could eat a child, barbecue a baby on the White House lawn. And they would say the baby deserved it. The baby was racist or something. As long as it's a white baby. 45 times Secretary Clinton pushed the trade bill she now opposes. I'm going to play a few of these. I mean, there's 45 of them, and in the interest of time, I'm not going to play it all. But here's Hillary yesterday giving her plagiarized speech, basically from Trump, when she's one of the main authors of NAFTA, of GATT, of globalism, of these one-sided deals. That's on record. And then we have her all these dozens and dozens and dozens of times, however many dozens 45 is, saying she's for the TPP. And, of course, it's okay that Obama's for it, some foreign group, unelected, raping us economically further, because he went on a late show, and they sang a song, a jazz song, and he goes, you down with TPP? And Obama said, you know me. They had some cool jazz guys up there with saxophones. Yeah, well, yeah, it's fun. It's fun to get screwed over. So let's hear from Hillary a few years ago. Well, let's hear from her yesterday first.
I will stop any trade deal that kills jobs or holds down wages, including the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
And she nods her head.
I oppose it now, I'll oppose it after the election, and I'll oppose it as president.
Notice she said, though, any deal that isn't good, she'll do whatever she wants. Now let's go to just part of the 45 times. I'm not going to play it all, but this is part of the last 5-6 years. Here it is.
The United States is engaging in the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade negotiations. We're pursuing a regional agreement with the nations of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We are also pressing ahead with negotiations for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Trans-Pacific Partnership, a new free trade agreement.
We are very committed to the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership. The Trans-Pacific Partnership. Trans-Pacific Partnership. Trans-Pacific Partnership. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, a Trans-Pacific Partnership. We should aim for true regional integration. And that is the spirit behind the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership,
high-quality Trans-Pacific Partnership. We're excited about the innovative trade agreement called the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership. The Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Stop. I can't look at her anymore. That's enough. And, of course, they'll say it media matters. That's a conspiracy theory. She never said it. I'm not kidding. Because this is weaponized media against you and your family. This is how we're conquered. Not by the Nazis or not by the communists. but by multinationals that bought off our politicians, put people in power, and are signing us on to trillions in debt we don't owe, gutting the whole country. Now, when we come back, get ready. We knew it was coming. Let the refugees into your home, they say, and more. We'll also get into the latest dealing with the situation at the United Nations, where more and more they are admittedly taking over our government.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This morning I woke up early at about 5 a.m. and couldn't go back to sleep. And as I often do when I can't sleep, I went in and looked at my children as they slept in bed. I thought to myself, am I doing the right thing? Obviously endangering my name, my treasure, my life when I'm their father and they need me to be here. And then I just fall back on the fact that in my gut, in my spirit, I know it's the right thing to do to take a risk individually and even for my family, because we're going to lose everything if we don't make a stand. And I say this a lot because it's so true. This isn't rhetoric. The globalists are the most manipulative, evil people the world has ever seen. And that's not my opinion. That's a fact. There is a great global awakening happening. The controlled media, the weaponized media, the enemy media is there to make you feel like you're alone and that you don't count and that we're losing. Well, we're not. And that's why they're so scared of something simple like a Hillary for prison shirt. All over the country, they're trying to persecute college students and junior high students and others, and it becomes local news stories. And they prevail. They win. Because when we resist, it makes the establishment show its true colors. And then they fail. It's only when we submit do they get away with this. And I think about Hillary Clinton on all the stacks of news I've got here. She, at the State Department, was one of the main negotiators and quarterbacks. In fact, I've got to say the most important, other than Obama. She's the second most important in the last 8 years, globally pushing the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Obama every month was flying off to try to ram this sucker through. And then Congress, remember, couldn't even see it for years. And then finally, you could spend 1 hour but couldn't take photos of the documents, thousands of pages, you know, wheelbarrows full, whole room full of just garbage, one-sided deals that we can't even see, that transfer our power to multinationals. We now have a copy of it. It's a nightmare. It just writes a blank check to do whatever you want, just like Obamacare. And then Hillary sits up there like it's a big joke and says that she will not support the TPP now, or in the future, or basically ever, when she is its mama. Just like she's the mama of ISIS. She brought them in. She set them up in Syria. She brought them in. She set them up in Libya, in Egypt, in Iraq, on record. Those are the emails coming out that WikiLeaks is about to release. I don't need all those emails. We know the troops were ordered to do it. We've had the whistleblowers on. Members of the Senate have gone public. It's all a fact. The head of Defense Intelligence has gone public. General Flynn. And Assange thinks that'll get her arrested or indicted. You see, here's what happened. People in the military and even NATO said, we're not shipping high-impact weapons to Wahhabists flying frickin' Al-Qaeda flags. There is no God but Allah. It's the Wahhabi flag. It's the Al-Qaeda flag. Because they'd land and start offloading them, and these guys were so arrogant, I've talked to the people that have witnessed it. We're going to kill you next. And you know, they're very crazy. And there was just total breakdown 5 years ago in the military when they were ordered to do this. And then Trump comes out and talks about it, and they act like he's crazy. And then I was thinking back, because we're going to get in clips from a few years ago, when I was calling her the founder of ISIS. We're about to play those clips coming up. We've dug them up. And we've got clips of Hillary saying Donald Trump's the founder. In fact, print some articles for me, folks. Remember that 2-3 years ago? She said he, right when he first started running, like a year and a half ago, she said he's the recruiter. He's the head of ISIS. Remember all that crap? So they're saying he's a kook for saying it about her when she actually did it. It's amazing. But here's just one more nugget of her saying the TPP is the gold standard. But now she's fighting it. Now she was never for it, won't be for it, and won't be for it in the future. Here's the clip.
So it's fair to say that our economies are entwined, and we need to keep upping our game, both bilaterally and with partners across the region through agreements like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. Australia is a critical partner. This TPP sets the gold standard in trade agreements to open free, transparent, fair trade a kind of environment that has the rule of law and a level playing field. And when negotiated, this agreement will cover 40% of the world's total trade and build in strong protections for workers and the environment.
Oh, yes.
And we're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me.
Sean Lucas was an IT specialist, high level, kind of like an Edward Snowden inside the DNC.
Take you in this time to promise lands.
We're going to be breaking down today election fraud in this country. We're also going to be getting into several articles that Paul Joseph Watson has been writing on the different mysterious deaths. People filing lawsuits being found killed, people that are IT specialists being found shot in the back multiple times. We're going to be breaking all of that down here today as the Clinton body count only seems to expand and get worse by the minute. We've also had Donald Trump coming out in the last few weeks and saying we should be worried about election fraud. They're rigging Google. They're rigging Facebook. They're rigging Twitter. They are rigging polls on record. They've got all sorts of different programs out there to manipulate how they do these polls. They're declaring Trump unfit. Foreign leaders, the Pope, the President. But they won't try to steal the election from him on Election Day. Roger Stone's here to talk with us about that here in a moment and more. And there's also a CBS News story. Hackers demonstrate how voting machines can be compromised. And then it just goes into the long admitted history of massive fraud and the fact that every major election has been compromised at one level or another by the media consortium, formerly known as Voter News Services. It has a new name and then a new name. It's always changing its name so you can't find it, that announces who the winners are and coordinates at the state level. So we'll talk about that with Roger Stone here in just a moment. Before I go any further, this broadcast is listener supported. This broadcast operates thanks to what you do. And that's why we sell items that I personally have checked out, that I personally use, that I know are a great deal. Whether it is nutraceuticals or whether it's a Hillary for Prison shirt, all of it is either good for you, something very useful in your life, or something that helps basically expose the corruption that's taking place. We've got 33% off on solar base stations and solar panels, highest quality units out there, very low prices. We've got specials going on colloidal silver, 50% off on silver bullet, unheard of, $9.95. The exact same stuff under another label sold at Whole Foods for over $20. We have a lot of other specials that are running as well. 20% off on Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filters. Without your support, obviously, we will not be able to continue on. We're doing pretty good right now, but I put on all sail. That's an old naval term for back in the days of sailing ships. Put on all the sails you can to try to go as fast as you can, to try to hire as many crew members as we can and writers and researchers to fight the globalists and to take on the New World Order. And right now you can see that InfoWars is right there at the tip of the spear, punching through the media narrative, punching through their lies, and injecting reality. Whether it's Hillary being the founder of ISIS, that's on record, or whether it's the fact that there's election fraud and rigged polls, that's on record, and we're punching that out there. Over and over and over again, you, the audience of this show, are the reason we're so effective. So I want to salute you. I want to thank you. And I want to just tell you that your continued support is absolutely essential to the fight against the globalist. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, going to Roger Stone. Roger Stone of StoneZone.com. So much has happened since I talked to you Sunday. I've thrown out a lot of topics, a lot of issues. Where should we start? What's front and center?
Well, it's very hard to know where to start, Alex. I mean, first of all, you have the question of voter fraud, more precisely, election theft. I mean, voter fraud itself, while not non-existent, as the left would tell you, is essentially more limited. The larger problem here is election theft, the manipulation of what used to be known as the Diebold machines in common usage across the country. Now, if the Clintons would steal the election from Bernie Sanders, the nomination, as the DNC WikiLeaks proved they did, why would they not steal the election from Donald Trump if they can? I know among political elites they poo-pooed this idea, but from a technological point of view, this stunning video put up by CBS, not Breitbart, not Town Hall, not Daily Caller, not InfoWars, CBS, shows how simple and easy it is to program the voting machines for a desired result. The polls, the manipulation of the polls, Reuters got caught red-handed, a number of others have. That's the precursor to the fix of the machines. In other words, you condition people to expect a Clinton victory, and then you deliver that exact victory in the polls. How can this be combated is the question most Trump supporters ask me. And there are several ways. First of all, in the window that we have, 60 days, I advocate registering, locating and registering a million new Trump voters in the very states that will be up as a potential to be stolen. You can go to Restore, let me just get it exactly right, I think it's RestoreAmericasGreatness.org, where there's a very active effort to locate and register new Trump voters in states like Ohio and Pennsylvania and New Jersey and Colorado and Iowa and others that will be up for grabs. Secondarily, we're going to need an army of trained poll watchers, people who know what to look for. I'm seeking to contact and retain some of the country's leading experts on the computer manipulation of these machines to advise us. And then lastly, I think it is very important that every single Trump voter be found and turned out. I don't have the confidence that the Trump campaign will be able to cover every precinct, but I think perhaps with grassroots assistance, they will be. So we will be unveiling a comprehensive program shortly to combat this election theft.
Speaking of that CBS News report, hacker demonstrates how voting machines can be compromised. If you go to YouTube and type in election fraud U.S., you will see hundreds of newscasts, hundreds of experts, Diebold chief engineers, congressional legislature testimony, local legislatures in Florida and Ohio, and certified fraud and admitted fraud. And I mean, there's famous examples. But for Obama to go, election fraud, what's that? I mean, it's like Hillary saying, what's Turkey, when the Armed Services Committee asked her about the Turkish ambassador. I mean, they just play stupid over and over and over again. Here's a clip from that CBS News piece. I got to say, good job for CBS News actually doing some real reporting.
Concerns are growing this morning over the possibility of a hacked presidential election. Experts believe a cyber attack this year could be a reality, especially following the hack of DNC emails.
The ranking member of the Senate Homeland Security Committee sent a letter Monday to the Homeland Security Secretary. It said in part, election security is critical, and a cyber attack by foreign actors on our election systems could compromise the integrity of our voting process. Maria Villarreal is in Los Angeles to show us how this could happen and if there is a fix. Maria, good morning.
Well, good morning. Roughly 70% of the states in the U.S. use some form of electronic voting machine. Hackers tell me the problems with these machines have been around for years. The system and the computer are both old and antiquated. With millions expected to hit the polls in just three short months for the presidential election, security experts are now raising some red flags.
And I'm afraid the election's going to be rigged, I have to be honest.
For weeks, Donald Trump has told his supporters the outcome of the 2016 election could be out of his control.
Good question.
But for the hackers at Symantec Security Response, Election Day results could be manipulated by an affordable device you can find online.
I can insert it, and then it resets the card, and now I'm able to vote again.
The voter doesn't even need to leave the booth to hack the machine.
And how much does that cost?
$15.
So for $15, I could hack the vote?
For $15 and in-depth knowledge of the card, you could hack the vote.
Symantec Director Kevin Haley says elections can also be hacked by breaking into the machines after the votes are collected.
The results go from that machine into a piece of electronics that takes it to the central counting place. That data is not encrypted, and that's vulnerable for manipulation.
How big of a hacking potential problem is this?
Well, there's a huge potential. There are so many places in the voting process once it goes electronic that's vulnerable.
According to a report from the Brennan Center for Justice, one reason these voting systems are so vulnerable is their age.
We found that more than 40 states are using voting machines that are at least 10 years old.
Our system is as secure as we can possibly make it.
Denise Merrill, president of the National Association of Secretaries of State, says the lack of funding keeps most precincts from updating their systems, but all machines have to meet specific government standards.
The idea of a national hack of some sort is almost ridiculous because there is no national system.
In fact, the more than 9,000 voting districts across the country country all have different ways of running their elections, down to the type of machine they use. Merrill says there are checks in place to prevent fraud.
Our voting systems are heavily regulated. They're tested both before and after. There are paper trails everywhere. By and large, I would say the American election system works very well.
CBS learned that only 60% of states routinely conduct audits post-election by checking paper trails. But not all states even have paper records, like in some parts of swing states like Virginia and Pennsylvania, which experts say could be devastating. The Election Assistance Commission told us that they ensure all voting systems are vigorously tested against security standards and that systems certified by the EAC are not connected to the Internet. Gail?
Well, less than 100 days, we're going to the polls. Thank you, Maria, very much.
All right, I'm going to go back to Roger Stone on this, but he wanted us to air this piece, and I'm glad we did. Now, I say good job admitting at least that these machines are easy to hack. It's happened many times. But at the end, they totally deceive the public. Maybe they're ignorant. So let me enlighten CBS right now. Right after Kennedy got killed, they started having the Associated Press coordinate with the states, and then it would announce who the winner was. Then they changed the name in 1990 to Voter News Services. And by the way, Mr. Stone has been part of famous recounts at the highest level, so he's an expert. We'll speak to him in a moment and skip the break to have more time. But every major election, if you just Google Voter News Services, they've had so many problems, they changed the name in 2003 to National Election Pool, but was set up by the exact same group. So again, it was AP announced that Bernie Sanders was going to win by a certain point the day before because they, quote, met with the superdelegates at a rich person's house. Oh, I see. But they went ahead with the election. What they do is they will fix it in key battleground states, steal it, and then have it called by this private consortium headed up by AP to go ahead and announce hands down what's happened. And then later, it's hard to do a recount. Now, that's a layperson's breakdown of that, Roger Stone, StoneZone.com, former campaign head for Trump. But is that pretty accurate, what I just said?
Yeah, I think everything you said is accurate. I'd make a couple points about the CBS video. First of all, it's not foreign actors I'm worried about. It's domestic actors, those who have custody of the machines. The woman at the end of that video who says, well, the machines are heavily regulated, exactly. It's the regulators I'm worried about. So, for example, the Diebold PES machine is in wide use in California. They're in the custody of the Secretary of State. I attempted to reach him. His name is Alex Padilla. I couldn't find him, unfortunately. He was out campaigning for Hillary Clinton. I remember well when the Democrats went out of their mind because the Florida Secretary of State, Catherine Harris, was actively campaigning and had a title in the Bush campaign. But you have an identical situation here in California. The machines are fixed after the fact. They keep the same number of votes. They just rejigger the total. And they've already laid the groundwork by manipulation of the polls. Unfortunately, this is also how you detect the fraud. If you take an honest poll and we intend to do that, and then compare the results on a precinct basis or on a subdivision basis, and the swing from the poll to the final results defies the mathematical odds given the time frame, then you have prima facie evidence of fraud.
On its face, you have it. And expanding on that, Roger Stone, exit polls from my research are generally, depending on who conducts them, 3 to 5% margin of error, very accurate. So we need to conduct exit polls in these key precincts, key battlegrounds, to immediately cry foul if something doesn't show up that we expect to see from the real polls.
Very definitely a part of the plan that we are putting together to protect Donald Trump from election rigging. Trump himself, I think, has played a vital role already.
Raising awareness.
By heightening public awareness to this very real problem. I mean, it is almost laughable in terms of the last couple of days, Alex. First of all, I myself have been hacked into my personal accounts, my business accounts, my political work. A number of my bank accounts have been accessed all within the last 48 hours. As soon as it became publicly known that I was in communication with Julian Assange, now there is a massive effort on Twitter and Facebook to discredit Assange. That's because the Clintonistas know that Mr. Assange, who I believe is a hero, who's fighting the deep police state, they know Mr. Assange has all of the emails that Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills, Hillary's flunkies, thought they erased. Now, if those emails were worth taking the public heat for having erased them, it tells you that what's in them is extraordinarily significant. So now there is a giant effort online to discredit.
Okay, Roger Stone hack that we're talking to. Yeah. Well, I tell you, I'm just trying to think of the headline I should go with here. Roger Stone hacked after talking to Assange. I mean, this is like an espionage movie. And then we've got Democratic Press Communications PR agent hired to shut down Seth Rich conspiracy theories. That's a top consultant that works for the Clintons. This guy shot four times in the back, high level dealing with the emails. And then Assange telegraphs on Dutch TV that he's the source and that these bombshells are about to come out. This is amazing.
Yeah, there is a giant effort online. These are the twerps that correct the record, constantly saying that we, the Trump supporters, are trying to stage a constitutional crisis based on rigging this election. I say to you, no, Alex, those who are causing the constitutional crisis are the ones who are rigging the machines. All we want is an honest count. If we have an honest count, there's no question in my mind that Donald Trump, despite the beating he's taking from the mainstream media, distorting and twisting and focusing on everything he says, while giving Hillary largely a free pass on the startling revelations that she's now under investigation through their foundation at the IRS, that she did indeed arm ISIS. I mean, come off of it, David Brock. She armed ISIS. It's an undisputable fact, no matter how many.
I was about to say, they can't run from this. I mean, there's a sense of this is just mounting by the minute. And then real liberals like Assange, who exposed Bush for bad stuff, and we thank him for that. I said, we'll know if he's for real if he goes after Obama and Hillary. He's been doing that. And I tell you, he's a real hero. I wish he would go ahead and release the data dump now. I understand it might have more power if he did it a month before the election, but I tell you, we need to bring Hillary down now, Roger.
Well, I think he may choose to release it before each one of the debates, release some emails just before the debates so that Hillary has...
Well, for your safety and everybody's safety, because obviously they hit your emails and took over your bank accounts and everything, governmental level, to find out what you're up to, what you're doing, just for everybody's safety. Did Assange give you any info? Because I mean, I think if you've got it, you've got to put it out now.
I'm not at liberty to discuss what I have, and I kind of have a foreshadowing, but nobody affects Julian Assange. Nobody tells this guy what to do. He understands.
No, obviously, no one's implying that. What I'm saying is, because, I mean, we haven't talked about this, because I only talk about stuff like this on record. If I was Assange, you'd be a smart guy to give some data caches to, and I'd be giving it to hundreds of trusted people right now.
But I lost some data in the hacking. Some things that I was about to publish, manuscript for my next book on the Clintons, has been stolen. Some other items, nothing that is not recoverable. But for example, my entire contact list, people I deal with regularly, is wiped out. It's gone.
And so by the way, you don't like to bitch and complain, but we have to report this as a war. You're being audited. You've paid them, and they're just saying you didn't pay your taxes.
The IRS is harassing me over 2014. I paid all my taxes and everything owed.
And they just say that they're ignoring your check, they're ignoring the cash check and your return. They just say you're a criminal and you didn't pay.
Well, first of all, I've been through this. Somebody filed a false return in my name. That means when I went to file my return online, the system kicked me out. I had to hire an attorney. We filed the correct forms, and we paid our taxes. This is all documented in writing in the correspondence between my lawyer and the IRS. Now the IRS has amnesia. Like, none of this happened. We're right back where we were. You never paid your 2014 taxes, despite the fact that I have a canceled check and all this correspondence. No, it's harassment.
It's amazing, and they are pulling out all the stops, folks. I mean, it is incredible. Let's get down to brass tacks here. What is the true nature of the polls? I mean, I see so many that are frauds, but at the same time, I don't want to discount them all. From internal polling, from your own research, where are Trump and Hillary right now in the general election? But also, what about those battleground states? Is he really losing ground there?
There's no evidence that he is. He remains in range. He is ahead in some of the battleground states. Still, I believe he's still ahead in Florida by a point or two. He's behind in others. The gap is not 9 points. It's not 15 points. In every case, he's within range. I must tell you, I never expected in this race for him to be ahead of Hillary until the end. Ronald Reagan was never ahead.
Explain that phenomenon, because you've been saying that for over a year here on the show, that you think it's going to be tight till the end.
Well, first of all, you have so many cataclysmic and big level events here. The debates are going to change the numbers. Whatever Mr. Assange drops and Trump's and Hillary's reaction to it could change the numbers. The country is almost evenly matched between left and right. They've done a better job over the years of voter registration than the Republicans have ever done. There is also now a growing chasm between Trump and the Republican National Committee. Because
I was about to raise that, though. We've got, he's the main fundraiser. He's bringing in big money now. And you've got the old Republican establishment saying, take the money away from Trump, give him nothing. They're openly trying to sabotage things for Hillary because he'll just quit recruiting and getting money, and then that'll hurt all the Republicans. They're obvious saboteurs.
Well, but the other thing that's true is we cannot reach agreement in terms of who ought to be targeted. In other words, there are blue-collar, union-member Democratic votes out there who will go for Donald Trump, but will probably not vote for the balance of the Republican ticket. If you're in the Trump campaign, if you're in the Trump camp, as I am, you want those voters contacted and turned out. The Republican National Committee...
strategically, we need Trump. Strategically, we need Trump. We can't trust new crops of Republicans that get, you know, taken over every time.
Indeed. And they just want to turn out the Republican vote in order to protect their congressional incumbents. Virginia is a perfect example of this. Trump has great crossover appeal that the rest of the party ticket does not have. We need to be targeting Trump voters, not Republicans.
Roger Stone, other points that need to be gotten into here. I mean, look, they hire this top Democrat crisis manager to, quote, take over statements for the family in Seth Rich's death. We have other folks, friends of D.C.-linked lawyer that was suing over it being stolen from Bernie. Sean Lucas freaked out by his death. We've got a bunch of other deaths going on. I mean, this smells.
Yeah, you have Alex, the deaths of Seth Rich, John Ash, and Sean Lucas in short order, all of them connected to the heist of the Democratic national nomination by Hillary with the inside mole assistance of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So, and when you raise this publicly, these are three deaths, you're immediately smeared as a conspiracy theorist. Well, if it were one death, perhaps you'd say, all right, a coincidence. Three deaths? Really? I don't think it's unreasonable to scratch your head and say, why are three insiders with intimate knowledge of the machinations at the DNC that stole this nomination for Hillary now pushing up daisies? That's
I'll tell you this, Assange has got giant eggs, because if you look at this, he knows it's hurting Hillary. She's degenerating under the stress daily. Whatever's in these emails has got her scared to death. You can see it. She looks like a cornered, hairless rat. They're totally freaking out, and Assange is just pushing and playing chicken with these folks. This is such a historic time.
Well, and beyond that, it's very clear that Hillary's health is not good. I have reason to believe the documents that were leaked recently from the hospital in Mount Kisco, New York, which is close to Chappaqua, are...
Oh, you believe those documents are real?
I believe that they are. I am still researching it. I am not finished. But the physical evidence, just the video you can watch of her, and now this mysterious African-American doctor who is with her at all times...
He runs around with a tranquilizer dart. Hold on. I want to see if we can do five more minutes with us, or maybe longer. Roger Stone, there's so much to cover. StoneZone.com. We have the new shirt they designed, the Clinton rape shirt, InfoWarsStore.com.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.